This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So, welcome to another episode of our segment, sub-segment, sub-sub-segment, Fictional Women Around the World. And I'm going to start off right at the top that spoilers. This is a spoiler alert for recent Marvel stuff. Even telling you what it is would be a spoiler, I think. But any recent Marvel thing. Not going in depth, but the topic itself, yeah, is kind of a spoiler. In fact, for Samantha, who you have not seen Black Widow yet, have you?
Oh, no, I have not.
Yep. It's very brief. It's very minor. It's not really giving too much away. So here's a pause. You can come back later if you absolutely don't want any spoilers of any kind.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Goodbye, Samantha. You're contractually obligated to be spoiled by me.
Son of a...
Okay, for those who are still here, today we're talking about Contessa Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, who goes by Val often, but she says don't call her Val, recently portrayed in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Black Widow by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Interesting to think that Black Widow was supposed to come out first, so that should have been our first introduction to her, but obviously things didn't play out that way, so most people saw her in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier first. Also, this character was previously played by Lisa Rinna in the 1998 live-action movie Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I have never heard of, and I am shocked that this exists and I didn't know it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard of this either.
Yes, 1998. I gotta find this. I gotta seek this one out. So from what we've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the MCU, I'm trying to get better about assuming like not everyone knows everything about the nerd stuff I talk about.
Fair.
She seems almost like a chaotic, possibly evil version of Nick Fury, assembling a sort of Dark Avengers or Gray Avengers maybe for a mysterious organization that she works for. She certainly seems manipulative and very clever, playing on John Walker, who is kind of the like no good Captain America from Falcon and Winter Soldier, if you aren't sure who he is. She said things to him like, things are about to get weird. So when they do, we're not going to need a Captain America. We're going to need a U.S. agent. And yes, U.S. agent is a thing in the comics. It's like an actual title. And Yelena Belova's, aka Black Widow's surrogate little sister, Valentina plays on her pain and anger and isolation, potentially lying to both of them to get them to do what she wants. She has access to classified information. She knows, for instance, that Walker took the serum to become a super soldier and congratulates him for doing it. She also knows that Clint Barton was with Black Widow when she died. From what we know, she seems ruthless and cynical. She tells John Walker she would have killed the Flag Smashers too and that he would have been doing the U.S. a favor to have killed all of them. And yeah, the Dark Avengers are a thing in the comics. They're pretty much what they sound like. Sort of the anti-Avengers, Bizarro Avengers, like every Avenger, there's an evil version of that Avenger. Like there's an evil version of the Hulk.
Is this like a multi-universe thing?
No. We've already been introduced to some of them. They exist in the same universe. They're just like an evil team. And they're like literally, oh, that's the evil version of the Hulk. Oh, that's the evil version of Spider-Man. Venom is Scorpion. Oh, anyway. Yes, the opposite of your favorite Avengers. So you've already got a dark Captain America and a dark Black Widow, I guess? Some of Marvel's most infamous villains ended up in this group. However, because of course things are very complicated in these, some people think that this team is going to be more like the Thunderbolts instead, which was a team of villains or one-time villains assuming new identities to fill a power vacuum left by the Avengers. And this team was originally led by Baron Zemo, who is the villain in the Captain America Civil War and in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, kind of in the mysterious non-villain, but kind of villain space. Most people know him because he did that awkward dance that got looped forever.
It was good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very good. But so the Thunderbolts are often called, maybe it's not the Thunderbolt. One of them is often called like the Suicide Squad, like Marvel Universe's Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. But there's apparently more stuff we know from the comic books. And what a story it is. As always, when we discuss such a huge and sprawling universe and all over the place universe, things can get messy to pin down. Yes, it does. That being said, in 1967's Strange Tales, number 159, created by writer and artist Jim Steranko, in the comics, Valentina claimed to be an Italian noblewoman who was trained in the world of espionage from a young age. Familiar. She rose up the ranks of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all the way up to deputy director under Nick Fury, who, by the way, she had a relationship with. Okay, that was new. Didn't know that. And it gets weirder. She went on to secretly infiltrate Hydra, you know, the evil organization that, for those out of the loop, this part I knew, becoming Madam Hydra, which is not how it goes in the TV version.
Madam Hydra is like a title. So multiple people have been Madam Hydra, but also I'm pretty sure I just read while I was researching this that yes, the show might not be canon anymore.
How?
So I don't know. They always
how
are switching
do you take
up
things out of canon. Okay, whatever. Oh. Weird. Turns out she's actually a Russian triple agent who originally worked for Leviathan, a top secret Soviet science and spy organization, before being recruited into S.H.I.E.L.D. as a sleeper agent. And then Hydra, Lord, one of her main goals was helping Leviathan's leader recover the ability to create superhumans. She convinced Hydra to steal a powerful object called the Box and then stole it for Leviathan before turning herself over and being imprisoned. And then Italian noblewoman thing, an identity given to her and her family by Leviathan. Leviathan recruited her as a child after her parents, also Leviathan agents, were killed by Russian agents. What? Yeah, it's a mess. But she's clearly very smart, a great liar, and great at reading people, knows a lot of languages, you know, the perfect trained combat and espionage agent. And of course, she fooled Nick Fury. She defeated him in hand-to-hand combat too, which, you know, he's getting older. What could happen?
And I'm pretty sure this Leviathan reveal that she was still working for Leviathan happened in 2012, like kind of recently. I could be wrong, but this was like an ongoing, wait, she's in Hydra? Oh, wait, she's in Leviathan the whole time? Yes, very messy. And speaking of, oh my goodness, relationship drama aside. So when Valentina gets jealous of Fury for flirting with an ex, she flirts with Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, which gets her in trouble with her superior at the time, Sharon Carter. And you can see our previous Fictional Women episode for more about her. And Fury confronts Captain America about it. Valentina apparently developed real, actual feelings for both Captain America and Fury, to the point that Nick Fury essentially pushed Captain America out of S.H.I.E.L.D. because he didn't like what was going on between him and Valentina. This led to a fight between Fury and Captain America. Valentina intervened and forced them to talk it out. and come to an understanding. Valentina got back with Fury, participating in missions to protect him from assassination attempts. After she learned that Fury had been for many years receiving supplements of something called the Infinity Formula to prolong his life, she finds the supplier blackmailing him by withholding the serum to get the samples herself. And she does this without telling him. After Fury disbanded S.H.I.E.L.D. for being compromised, she hooked up with S.H.I.E.L.D.'s CIA liaison. Then Fury restarted S.H.I.E.L.D., bringing Valentina back into the agency. After Fury's partner at the time was murdered and Valentina's left, the pair got back together. The reason she gave for turning herself over with that whole Leviathan thing was so that Fury would know where to find her. And after helping him manipulating Hydra and Leviathan into destroying each other, Fury frees Valentina from prison. And I was like leaving a bunch of stuff out. And yes, obviously there is a lot of problematic stuff in all of that about her being Nick Fury's girlfriend, cat fights over men with Sharon Carter, men fighting over women. Often her costumes are hypersexualized as well. Not all the time, but sometimes I'm like, whoa, where did this come from?
Did she make a tube top though?
I didn't see a tube top, but I saw what looked like kind of like a backless, like leather, bright shiny leather, backless, like tight jumpsuit sort of thing, short shorts.
Backless?
Exactly.
That seems
I can't answer these questions.
All right. Well, under S.H.I.E.L.D., Valentina joined a group called the Femme Force, a group of top female S.H.I.E.L.D. agents led by Sharon Carter. Valentina served as the second in command. To keep suspicions off her, she did help out S.H.I.E.L.D. a lot with villains like Dr. Doom and Quartermain. She worked with heroes like Daredevil, and while under mind control, tried to kill Spider-Man and Black Widow. Whoops. Some speculate that in the MCU, this character is filling the role of another Marvel character, Valerie Cooper, a government official who worked with superhumans and was responsible for recruiting John Walker. Others have pointed out that in the comics, her character was kidnapped and impersonated as part of the Skrull invasion, something that could be at play here, especially given the post-credit scenes in the most recent Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, so the Skrulls, if you saw like Captain Marvel, are the sort of reptilian alien race that can impersonate other people. And I guess more spoilers. It was kind of revealed that maybe not everyone is who you think they are at the end of the most recent Spider-Man movie, that some people are Skrulls. So some people think that maybe it's this going on. I personally have my doubts, but it could be. It very well could be. So this character kind of gives me this feeling, as does a lot of Phase 4, that it's a new world than what it was when a lot of these heroes got their start and that we need to adapt, which in some cases could be good and others could be bad. The way she speaks sounds very "the ends justify the means" to me. The business card she gives to John Walker has a white side and a black side, perhaps meaning she sees good and good and bad is like ultimately the same, and or she is willing to cross lines to be on whatever side is winning or serves her best at any given moment. Or maybe she just thought it looked cool. It's possible that I'm reading too much into these things. The writers have said that this character is going to have a bigger part to play, so we'll see. And speaking of Marvel villains, definitely planning on coming back and talking about Ravonna Renslayer from Loki soon. I know probably a lot of people have questions after that season finale because it just got renewed. So yeah, definitely. I'm ready.
Lots of things.
Oh, there's so many things. How will I ever get to them all?
That's a great question.
Oh, gosh. It is an excellent question. And listeners, if there's somebody you want me to move to the top of the list, if you've got questions about some fictional women, please let us know. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Oh, thanks.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because Boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.